ZLK and KO4HKX.
Patrick, Ben 4 ZLK.
I was wondering if you were out there.
Just work and got up on White Horse Road and you caught me with my mouth full. Sorry about that.
So you up on White Horse already?
Sorry. Yeah, I'm on White Horse. Just turned off. Just, well, about 2 minutes ago, just got on it, off 85.
I'm down. I'm out. I'm down here on White Horse already. I'm coming into Berea.
You already passed Fires Bridge on that side?
Just passed it.
Morning.
Just trying to get the day started. Hope everything went smooth for you last night.
Went pretty smooth and got back and didn't get held up anywhere, so talked on the radio a little bit to a ham radio operator named Richard with a call of KC4YMT. He's down there in Gainesville, and he's usually up all night apparently, so we've talked several times, so that helped the trip coming back.
Him on talk on the radio sure does pass the time.
K4WCL, he comes up on the weekends. He lives down there too. And occasionally I'll hear him in the evening, you know, 10:30 after I've left Greenville. He's definitely on Friday nights because he can hit that repeater from up at his place. He comes up to Sunset Community on the weekends. But anyway, it's kind of nice to meet some people down that way too, to, you know, you can, kind of like what you guys do in the morning, you got somebody to talk to while you're driving in.
Like I said, it's nice being able to do that. And I don't see how these truck drivers do it, just sitting there looking out the windshield listening to the commercial radio.
I work with, spend most of the night on the phone with each other. I'll have four or five people on the conference call. And I've joined in a couple times. It can be, I mean, if you're really tired and you don't have anybody else to talk to, it helps, but sometimes it gets a little crazy and I just have to hang up.
They're just using technology to do the same thing we're doing.
Nothing. It just seems different for some reason.
I mean, I don't know how well I'd like that either.
Okay, and they pick on each other and talk about other people. And of course, we never talk about other people on radio, do we?
No, why would we do that?
Nice out, and I've been, you know, got that congestion going on, a head cold. It's clearing up, but it's made my voice a lot weaker. I about lost my voice this morning coming back.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Beth may like for you to lose your voice. That way you can't talk back to her.
Beth doesn't let me get a word in edgewise. She does. She holds her own really well. And I just have to sit there and listen to her. I've learned my lesson.
It's long enough, right?
I turn the radio on to listen.
I'm not going to turn the radio on either.
If I get the cold shoulder when I get home, maybe she did turn the radio on. Hannibal's wife fixed him for dinner, right? Cold shoulder?
Dad jokes or your grandpa joke?
I joke because that would go over my grandkids' heads, and I don't want to tell them stories like that.
Plan for today since you don't have to work tonight.
Sleeping the first part of the day. And if I wake up, I might go in there and sit at the radio for a little bit, depending on, I'm not going to do much, I know that.
For today, or is she off?
Just going in to watch Winter and Valley for a good bit of the day. She said, I think she's going from like 11 to 3. So, of course, today will be the day I'll sleep right on through that. If I had to work tonight, I'd wake up at 1 or 2 and have trouble going back to sleep, but yeah, we'll see. So she probably won't be home till at least 4.
So you have most of the day to yourself today.
She'll wake me up because, you know, she's supposed to be fed at 3, and so along about 2, 2:15, she's thinking it's 3 o'clock.
Her internal alarm clock is something else, isn't it?
If we're just home and, you know, moving about the house, whatever, she usually, all of a sudden, we can tell it's 3 o'clock by her sitting there staring at us, or you can just tell. But if I'm in bed and she's in the room sleeping too, it's like 3 o'clock comes 45 minutes early.
That anticipation.
It's the same stuff every day. And it's only, you know, it's just a small portion because we feed her twice a day. And yet you would think that her world revolves around it.
The way mine is, everything revolves around food.
We have a German Shepherd, and she is the pickiest eater. And slow, they put a little food down for her, and she'll just take one at a time. Or she'll get a little mouthful and drop it on the floor and then eat them one at a time. It's the funniest thing. I don't think I've ever had a dog. We've had St. Bernards, we've had Labs, we had Golden Retriever, we've had, this is, you know, going back to my childhood too, Irish Setter, and every one of them ate that food like they were starving, like it was their last meal.
Poor HK. Yeah, I've never heard of one doing that. I've heard of them taking a mouthful and walking off and coming back, but not taking it and laying down in one piece at a time.
I have a dog. He's a mixed breed dog. Not exactly sure. He's got some hound in him, but he's the same way. I think he could just take it or leave it. You know, he doesn't really care about food. He'll eat it. Sometimes he'll just leave it sitting in his bowl for the whole day and go back and just pick on it every once in a while. You know, they don't overfeed him. It's not like he's always got available, you know, food available to him. Because that's what we've always done. Whatever the recommended daily allowance for their weight and their breed, we kind of break it up and give it to them, you know, twice a day. So they're not getting overfed. We make sure of that. I've never seen it. But two dogs like that, they just don't seem to be too interested in food.
Give her food like of a morning. We give her food of a morning, and she won't eat it right away. She'll wait to see if she's going to get anything else, and then she'll make her way back over there. But anything else, or if you move to go toward the kitchen, she's up and with you. And I can just go in to get me a glass of water, ice water, and as soon as I hit the button on the door to spit out ice, she's standing there looking at me wanting hers.
Now with Blossom, she likes ice. But we had the dog before this too. We did not let them eat off, you know, we didn't feed them from the table. We didn't feed them any scrap food unless we put it in their bowl, which was rare. But we could go out, sit on the floor with our plates, put it down on the floor, and she'd just lay there. We could get up and walk out, you know, go do something else and come back, and she wouldn't have bothered it. But we had some family in a few years ago, and one of them thinks she knows everything there is to know about dogs. She's always volunteering at the animal shelter and all that. Well, she was slipping food off from the table, slipping food to her every time we even specifically asked them not to feed the dogs any people food, you know, but now she knows better, and so now that was ruined. We can't do that anymore.
If you get that habit, there is no breaking it.
I can't train family.
I'm going to let you swat them on the nose.
Tonight.
I'm bouncing along 153 over here where they've been doing this patching.
Patching White Horse Road, they're patching 276 up there in Marietta and Traveler's Rest, and it makes it worse, because then instead of just one smooth, level road, you got all these dips from the new stuff that they don't even out properly.
Those places, when they do that, they'll come back and then regrind the whole surface and pave it. They come through and grind the spots, and then they come back and regrind everything. Even what they just put down, I ain't figured that one out yet.
Attention to when they lay down asphalt here, but I swear it's not much more than an inch thick. It might be a little more than that, which, you know, that's why every time it rains, you start getting these potholes and stuff. We were in Texas one time, Beth and I were, and we were driving. They were paving a two-lane highway out in the middle of nowhere, and I will guarantee you they were laying, they putting down a layer that was at least 8 inches thick.
Most places I've ever been, that's what they're doing. But down here, it's been pretty thin that I've noticed. But Shane, I am pulling into my first stop this morning, so I'm going to go ahead and look forward to talking to you on down the road. KO4HKX. I'm clear for now. 73.
I enjoyed it. We will talk to you later. N4ZLK Mobile.